Judges chapter 21. Now this is after the people of Israel have done a really foolish thing. They've had a very foolish and unnecessary civil war against their brother Benjamin. And the tribe of Benjamin has now been really reduced in numbers because so many of them have been killed all over a very, very unwise conflict. And I think the simple lesson from it all is that conflict between brothers is always wrong. And that's how it's described in the last chapter we read. Conflict between brothers. Should we fight against our brothers? They asked God twice. And really the question they asked was really the answer. Of course you don't fight against your brothers. But they were so far from God and were so wicked that God, it seems, encouraged them in this conflict because it was his way of judging them. So now, what's going to happen to the tribe of Benjamin? There's hardly any of them left. The Israelites gathered to Mizpah, and they had made a solemn promise to Yahweh. They had said, "None of us is going to let a person from Benjamin marry our daughters." So now the people of Israel went to Bethel and sat there in the presence of God until the evening. Loudly and very bitterly they wept, "Yahweh of Israel, why has this happened? Why is the tribe of Benjamin about to disappear from Israel?" Well, again, the question is really its own answer. Why is the tribe of Benjamin going to disappear? Because you killed them all. That's why. Because you didn't show restraint, because you didn't show wisdom. Early the next morning, the people built an altar there, offered peace offerings and burnt sacrifices there, and they asked, "Is there any group from all the Israelite tribes who did not come to the gathering in Yahweh's presence at Mizpah?" Because there they'd taken this solemn oath to God that anybody who had not gone to Mizpah would be put to death. The people of Israel felt sorry for their brothers, the Benjamites, and they said, "Today a tribe has been lost out of Israel. What are we going to do to provide wives for the few men of Benjamin who are left? Because we've also made a solemn promise to Yahweh that we won't give them any of our daughters." Well, if you want my opinion, what they should have done is to humble themselves, go to God and say, we vowed this very foolishly. We are fools. Please forgive us. Of course, Benjamin, these men need wives. We're going to let them have our daughters as wives. We're sorry. Please forgive us." But they continue in their folly. They just say to God, "Well, we've promised to you that we won't give the men of Benjamin our daughters, but we feel very sorry for the men of Benjamin." When they asked if there was some group out of all the tribes of Israel who hadn't gone to the meeting at Mizpah where they'd made these oaths, they found that no one from Jabesh-Gilead had come. So they sent 12,000 of their strongest soldiers with the orders, "Go and kill everybody in Jabesh, including women and children. King, kill all the males and also every woman who is married." Among the people in Jabesh, they found 400 young virgins, so they brought them to the camp at Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. Then the whole assembly sent word to the Benjamites, who were in the rock of Rimmon. If you remember, there were 600 of the Benjamites who'd run away to the rock of Rimmon, Benjamite men, soldiers. So the whole assembly sent word to the Benjamites who were in the rock of Rimmon, and they offered to finish the conflict. The Benjamites came back, and the other Israelites gave them the girls from Jabesh, whom they had not killed, but there weren't enough of them. Now this is absolutely unbelievable folly. They're really sad that there's a tribe cut off out of Israel, and they go and kill the people in Jabesh-Gilead in order to grab their young girls as wives for these Benjamites. It's absolute lack of wisdom. Something else that they clearly should have done is to go to God and ask him for guidance and to ask a prophet of God to guide them. This is what happens, actually, in people's lives who may otherwise be quite intelligent, but when they stumble through their lives without seeking God to guide them, This is the total mess that their lives get in. They may be smart, they may be handsome, they may be wealthy, they may be well-educated, they may have good jobs. But I tell you, people make huge mess-ups in their lives in a spiritual sense because they stumble from one stupidity to another. So they gone and killed all these people, and Jabesh taken these girls and they're giving them to the 600 men of Benjamin. But there were not enough of them. The people felt sorry for the Benjamites because Yahweh had removed, it seemed, a tribe from Israel. So the leaders said, "There are no more women in the tribe of Benjamin. What should we do to provide wives for the men who are left? Israel mustn't lose one of its 12 tribes. We must find a way for the tribe of Benjamin to continue. But we can't let them marry our daughters because we cursed anybody who allows a Benjamite to marry one of our daughters." They then reflected how there was a yearly festival to Yahweh at Shiloh. Now, Shiloh was north of Bethel and east of the road between Bethel and Shechem. They said to the Benjamites, "You go and hide in the vineyards and watch. And when the girls of Shiloh come out to dance during the festival, you come out of the vineyards and each of you grab a wife by force from among those girls and take her back to the tribe of Benjamin with you. If their fathers or brothers come to you and protest, you can say to them, 'Please allow us to keep these girls because we didn't take them from you in battle, because we did not take them from you in battle to be our wives. And since you didn't give them to us, you're not guilty of breaking your promise.'" This is what the Benjamites did. Each of them chose a wife from the girls who were dancing at Shiloh and carried her away. Then they returned to their territory, rebuilt their towns and lived there. At the same time, the rest of the Israelites returned every man to his tent. There was no king in Israel at that time, and everyone did what was right in their own eyes. Well, there you see what it is to just do what's right in your own eyes if you will not listen to leadership or to guidance or to wisdom. Just going from folly to folly. This is why we need authority in our lives. And God has given us that authority in His Word. And that is what we need to follow. What He says in His Word. That is absolutely the critical issue of authority. It is not a case of this person says this or that person says that or, oh, maybe this is a good idea. Hey, what about this? Maybe that'd work. All this is just the thinking of the flesh. And you see in this maybe somewhat extreme example here of what happens when you just go your own way.